Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with Keith Nitre, who is the trustee and treasurer for the Sitka Moose Lodge. Keith, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning, Brooke.
We're here to talk about a pretty momentous occasion. we're here to talk about an anniversary for the Sitka Moose Lodge and just to take some time to explain what the Sitka Moose Lodge is. So first of all, what is this anniversary that's upcoming?
Well, on the 29th of this month, the Sitka Moose Lodge will have been in its location for 110 years. It's our 110th anniversary, which is kind of, we missed the 100th anniversary for some reason, and all of a sudden we realized it's 110. It's like, woohoo, let's pat ourselves on the back, Absolutely. Let people know, but let a lot of people in the community know who we are and we're still here, you know, for all these years and what we're doing for the community.
Yeah, so that's really what we're going to get into this right. morning. So 110 years is a big deal, definitely worth a pat on the back. But let's start with like just the basics. For many listeners, they might not know what the Moose Lodge is. So what is the history of the Moose Lodge?
Well, it's basically started off as a fraternal organization, and that has evolved over the centuries, I guess. They've been around for a long time. But it's where all across the country there are different lodges, and we're our lodge number 1350. And the main purpose is to provide a social atmosphere where people can get together and mainly find ways to support their local community. So in our case, we donate 18,000-19,000, sometimes more than that, to the community a year.
And how do you fundraise? How do you get that money to the community?
Well, you know, we're a social quarters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a bar there that definitely generates revenue. There's the gaming, like the pull tabs that are around town, that generates quite a bit of revenue for us. Then we hold special events and we do our own fundraisers. We have meals on Friday nights. And then there's just... I guess there are what we call 50-50s fundraisers also okay. for a variety of events that can happen just about any time.
And all of that fundraising, you know, all these funds then go to really just be given back to the community. You look for organizations that you can give the money to.
Organizations and individuals.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about, well, let's start with the individuals, because that's such an interesting and special sort of way of helping people.
We have a program called Sitkins in Distress. And so anyone can come into our lodge. We're open from noon to closing, whenever that is, every day. And if they're, we've given money for people for emergency flights out, for family, for medical, for funeral expenses. We've even done it for rent and utility expenses. If that person can prove a need and we have the funds, we're more than willing to help any Sitkin that's in distress.
So they would just come into the lodge during your open hours at any time after noon.
And ask for an application.
An application.
And then as one of the trustees, we hold two meetings every month, the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. And at those meetings, we'll look at the applications and we'll decide how to allocate our funds for that month. At the same time is also when we look at whoever could be a potential new member, we take applications for new membership as well. And that also is reviewed every 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk a little bit about that application just a tiny bit more. What would a person who is coming in to fill out a Sitkins in Distress, you know, application, what would they be facing? What kind of application is this?
It's a simple one-page thing. Just, you know, what's your name? What's the reason? How much you're asking for? Have you asked for anything before? It's very simple.
Okay.
But also that same application is for someone who wants to do an event or a group sponsorship.
Yeah. Okay, great. I do want to talk about the applications for becoming members, but first I want to talk a little bit more about the mm-hmm. other ways you allocate your funds. So not only to individuals in distress, but you give throughout the community.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The list is fairly long. I mean, I was going over it with you a little earlier, but everything from, you know, of course, Sitkins Against Family Violence, Braveheart, Homeless Coalition, the food pantries. We've donated to A&B Hall. We've donated to... Boy, I think for the youth sports, quite a bit on that. We support veterans organizations. I don't think there's anyone that we wouldn't support if they came and asked and had a valid reason for needing support.
So that's another thing, listeners out there, if they're part of an organization,
Correct.
A nonprofit or not, an organization for profit, they can come to the lodge as well and ask.
We're really here to support the community as best as we can, but at the same time, have a great time together. It's very social.
Okay, so then let's move into how people can get involved. This might sound good for listeners in a couple of ways. One, that they're giving back to the community, but also the social aspect. So how do you become a member?
Well, basically, we're located right downtown by the traffic light, which is a great spot there. For someone who's never been into a moose lodge, first and foremost, there are like 1,600 moose lodges across the country, and it's also international. And we say when you're a member of one moose lodge, you're a member of all of them. So if you're a member of our lodge, you can go to any lodge anywhere in the world that has a moose lodge, and you're already a member there as well. Our membership is usually someone has to sponsor you in. But a lot of times someone could walk in and say, hey, I've heard about the moose. You know, I'm interested. We'll show you around. You're allowed to come in 3 times for free. Mm-hmm. You know, after that, you have to become a member. And then as we get to know you, someone will say, oh, I'll sponsor you. Or one of your friends can sponsor you if they're already a moose member. And it's a $55 annual fee. With a one-time $20 application fee. We do background checks on people, make sure there's no felons or anything like that. So we do background checks to make sure that our social standing is not contentious or problematic, I should say. And that's it. And then we're open. And so we have, again, we have a social quarters or bar. We have a dance floor. We do karaoke every now and then. We do wee bowling on Wednesday nights sometimes. Friday nights we do dinners. There's a lot of pool being played there. We have the best pool table in town. I know someone might refute that, but all the pool players in town know we have the best 9-foot table in town. And it's just a really nice social quarter. It's like a big family because after a while it really does become like family and very social.
Okay.
And so anyone can be a member. And we have a woman of the moose and the men of the moose. They've almost combined now. We actually have Faith Lee is our first governor or president that's been a woman in the history of Sitka's Moose Lodge.
Congratulations,
so it's,
Faith.
We've merged together. So it's no longer really a fraternal organization. It is now just a social organization.
Okay, great. So people who are interested in getting involved, it's as simple as just coming on in.
Come on in. Yeah, walk right in. Come right, we're just around the back.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I do want to see if there's like a phone number we can give out for people who have questions or want to check in before they stop by.
Right. So, yeah, again, we're open from noon on. So if you call before that, no one will answer. But we're at 747-3344. And that's right down on Lincoln Street, 337 Lincoln Street. You can't miss it. It's big family Moose Family Center sign hanging outside the building. The building's looking a little rough. We're in the process of scraping and we're getting to repaint it. Like I said, it is a 110-year-old building.
That's right.
So it needs a lot of work. And we do volunteers. Our place is run by volunteers. All the bartenders, all the cooks, all the servers, all the waiters, we're all volunteers helping out. So that's another reason why we can afford to donate money to the community.
Okay, wow. So this has been very illuminating for me, Keith, and I'm hoping for other listeners as well. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations to the Sitka Moose on its 110th year anniversary.
Woo-hoo, come on down, June 29th.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the library or the morning edition on Raven Radio.